The psalm for today, Psalm 64. I don't know if you've read it yet or not, but it is David praying and saying, where is this world going? What about these people who are nipping at my heels? And then he doesn't just leave it there, but he tells God what he thinks God should do about it. And that's not too uplifting, but he ends it really well. Verse 10 says, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. The New Living says, the godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him, and those who do what is right will praise him. The Message says, be glad, good people, fly to God. Good-hearted people make praise your habit. And the New American Standard says, the righteous man will be glad in the Lord and will take refuge in him, and all the upright in heart will glory. And the New Century Version says, good people will be happy in the Lord and will find protection in him. Let everyone who is honest praise the Lord. Amen. So I thought, let's see what some of the old saints say about this psalm. J. Vernon McGee says, as I look at the world today, I have come to the conclusion that our hope is no longer in statesmen or politicians. Yay, I agree. Our hope no longer is in science or education. They are all more or less failures. We're going to have to do what David did and what Israel will do in the future. Start looking up. God is our only hope today. And Matthew Henry states, the righteous shall be glad in the Lord, not glad of the misery and ruin of their fellow creatures, but glad God is glorified and his word fulfilled, and the cause of injured innocence pleaded effectively. They rejoice not in men, nor in themselves, nor in any creature or creature enjoyments, nor in their wisdom, strength, riches, or righteousness, but in Christ. How many can amen that?
Amen.
I amen that. In Christ, in whom all the seed of Israel are justified and glory, and in what he is to them, and what he's done for them. Amen. I so agree. We glory not in what's going to happen to those who are turning from Christ and making the wrong decisions, and even though we plead with them, they will not come to see the light. But we glory in our protection, the protection that God has given us. We pray for those who are really fighting against themselves as they turn away from Christ and turn their back on him. But we glory in the protection he's given him. We glory in his plan of salvation. We glory in what he's doing for us. So let's stand this morning and let's say this from the... Pat, which one do you think we should use? Okay, let's do it from the New Century Version. We've never said it from that version before. Good people will be happy in the Lord and will find protection in him. Let everyone who is honest praise the Lord. And that glory in the last verse, what it means to be clamorously foolish. Can we rejoice so much in him today that we can actually be clamorously foolish?
You bet.
That'll be fun to see this group praising God so much. They're so happy. They're celebrating. That's you. That's me. We're going to celebrate.
Amen.